Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 157 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me. Folks, you know, we all run into problems in our life. That's where Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can come in and help you. Whether it's personal coaching, mentoring, whatever you need, personal or professionally, Kim Ades and her amazing team can help you. Head over to frameofmindcoaching.com. That's frameofmindcoaching.com and tell her and her team that Pat Fitzgibbons sent you. Do you ever just want to spend time by yourself? Just be alone? In today's constantly connected world, finding solitude has become a lost art. In fact, Western culture tends to equate a desire for solitude with people who are lonely, sad, or have antisocial tendencies. But seeking solitude can actually be quite healthy. In fact, there are many physical and psychological benefits to spending time alone. I remember working graveyards on the street for many years, and on those slow nights, I used to love just, you know, spending time by myself. I mean, we were one-man cars, we still are, and being alone with myself to think, you know, and you know, think about possibilities and projects and things like that. So there are benefits of seeking solitude. Solitude allows you to reboot your brain and unwind. Constantly being, quote, on doesn't give your brain a chance to rest and replenish itself. Being yourself with no distractions gives you the chance to clear your mind, focus, and think more clearly. It's an opportunity to revitalize your mind and body at the same time. Solitude helps to improve concentration and increase productivity, believe it or not. When you remove as many distractions and interruptions as you can from your day, you are better able to concentrate. And I know that's difficult for a lot of us sometimes, but if you really focus on this, you know, you'll get better and you can concentrate, which will help you get more work done in a shorter amount of time. Solitude gives you the opportunity to discover yourself and find your own voice. When you're part of a group, you're more likely to go along with what the group is doing or thinking, which isn't always the actions you would take or the decisions you would make if you were on your own. Solitude provides time for you to think deeply. Day-to-day responsibilities and commitments can make your to-do list seem as it has no end. This constant motion prevents you from engaging in deep thought, which inhibits creativity and lessens productivity. Solitude helps you work through problems more effectively. It's hard to think of effective solutions to problems when you are distracted by incoming information, regardless of whether that information is electronic or human. Believe it or not, solitude can enhance the quality of your relationships with others. By spending time with yourself and gaining a better understanding of who you are and what you desire in life, you're more likely to make better choices about who you want to be around. You also may come to appreciate your relationships more after you've spent some more time alone. Despite knowing these benefits, it can be a challenge to find time alone in a world that seems to never sleep. Here's some ideas to help you find more time to spend with yourself. Disconnect. Talked about that before. Set aside time each day to unplug from all ways you connect with others. Turn off your cell phone. Turn off the internet. Turn off your TV. If you use your computer to create, such as writing, then write without all the bells, dings, and beeps that come along with being connected to the internet. You'll be amazed at how much more you can get done when you're not distracted. And I'm guilty of that too, folks. I am. Get up early or get in early. Wake up a half an hour or an hour earlier than everyone else in your house and use that time to create, produce, problem solve, meditate, which we've talked about, or whatever makes you happy. This strategy also works if you can get to work before everyone else arrives and the phones begin to ring. Close your door. It's simple but can be very effective. A client who owns a community-based magazine puts a sign on her door when she wants time alone. The sign reads, "I'm editing or writing." if the police are there, if the office is on fire, or George Clooney calls or stops by, you can interrupt me. If not, please hold all questions until my door opens. She said that she decided to put up the sign after she realized that her presence in the office was a stimulus for questions. Whenever I was in the office, she said, it seemed like there was one question after the next. I was constantly getting interrupted, and it was hard to get my work done. Then I noticed that on the days I was working on a story outside the office, my phone hardly ever rang, even if I was out the whole day. Apparently, whatever questions came up somehow got handled without me. It made me realize that just by being in the office, I was a magnet for questions. So I put up a sign and it works like a charm. Really amazing. Good stuff. Use your lunchtime. Don't spend your lunchtime working at your desk. Don't spend it running errands. And if you regularly go out to lunch, don't think that it is always has to be with others. Once a week, or even just a couple times a week, commit to spending lunch with yourself. Walk, sit in the sun outside, or go to the park and eat. Enjoy the time you have alone. Schedule your solitude, literally. Mark off your time in your day planner or calendar or your phone for spending time with yourself. If you can make time for all the little extras you fit into your day, like Starbucks or picking up something at the mall, you can schedule time in your calendar for solitude. It doesn't have to be that long. Any time that you spend alone with yourself to reboot, meditate, focus, relax, create, produce, or think deeply is better than no time. Folks, that's all I have. Got a lot of great guests coming up in the near future, so I hope you stay tuned for that. I hope everybody had a great, happy Thanksgiving. Heading into the Christmas season, I hope everybody is being safe out there, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field. And again, if you head over to cjevolution.net, that is the website associated with the podcast, and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it, folks. Until then, stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.